The Lehigh Valley Business Sentiment Index eased down from its April highs.
You're listening to Economic Pulse with Dr. Kamran Afshar.
Greater Lehigh Valley Chamber of Commerce Cameron Afshar Survey of the Lehigh Valley Businesses is a quarterly survey that has been conducted since 1998. In July 2018, the Business Sentiment Index in the Lehigh Valley dropped slightly below its April level, which was the highest level since 2007. There was an across-the-board drop in our indices in the model, with the plans for future purchases showing the largest loss, falling 3.6% below its April's level. Purchasing plans for the future is the only index in the model which is now below its last year's level. The second largest drop was in the index of purchases over the last 6 months, which dropped by 3.5%. This index shot up during the first half of last year, then took a nosedive during the second half of 2017. It did make up for some of its losses earlier this year, but still dropping again in July. The third largest drop was in plans for future hiring, which was unexpected. It should, however, be noted that in April, the index for plans for future hiring reached its highest level this century, and it was a tie for the highest level ever since data was collected for these series in 1998. And while the drop was large, it is still at its highest level since 2006. Very clearly, demand for labor is at a very high level. The only index in the model which didn't drop measurably in July was the index of actual hiring over the last 6 months. This index also reached its highest level since 2006 in April and is holding. The rate of layoff among businesses which participated in our survey is now well below what it was during the boom years of 2005-2007. And the rate of hiring has also reached those peaks. The Valley, for all practical purposes, is experiencing its fourth tight labor market over the last 40 years. The unemployment rate in the Lehigh Valley is now at around 4.2%, and the available labor pool is as low as it was during the previous tight labor markets. The only thing which is missing is a strong increase in local wages, something that we fully expect to see in the coming months. The economy, fueled by corporate and personal tax reductions, expanded rapidly during the second quarter and is also expected to make a good showing during the third quarter. This sugar rush, however, is expected to be over by the fourth quarter. But there are consequences. The dual tax breaks cause significant increases in deficits. Interest rates are rising and inflation is starting to appear on the horizon. There are no free lunches. This is Kamran Afshar with Economic Pulse from WDIY.